So we have a new interview. We have somebody sitting in the studio here with me, and we have Eimear Felley, fundraising coordinator for Mary's Meals.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. It's good to have you here in the show. No problem at all. So Mary's Meals. Well, yeah. What is Mary's Meals? What's that all about?
Probably for Handy Nasleem, I'll go back to the very, very start because it'll make more sense to people then if I talk about the current, if I talk about the past.
Please do.
So we're going to go all the way back to 1992, 27 okay. years ago. People all are right. like, oh, here, this is going to be a long story. I promise it won't be.
No problem.
Magnus MacFarlane Barrow, it's a mouthful. He's a Scottish man, mm-hmm. and himself and his brother Fergus were having a pint on a Friday night, as you do after a long week's work. They were mm-hmm. both fish farmers at the time.
Okay.
And unfolding behind them on the TV was the Bosnian conflict. Mm-hmm. And they kind of just instantly felt compelled to do something.
Okay.
So within 2 weeks, they had asked their father for a loan of his shed out the back, which is kind of, you know, just an old kind of tin roof shed. Mm-hmm. Asked the local community of Dalmally in Argyll in Scotland for goods like medicine, food and clothes. And after 2 weeks, they bought a second-hand Land Rover and off they went and joined a convoy to deliver the goods.
Wow.
So they returned thinking their good deed was done, but the shed was actually full to capacity, like it was bursting at the seams, where people just kept giving.
Wow,
and so Magnus decided, okay, so maybe I better do something about this. So he took mm-hmm. a gap year, mm-hmm. which has become the longest gap year in history because he has never returned to his fish
okay.
farming.
All right.
So he sold his home, bought a truck, and then we move forward 10 years to 2002. Mm-hmm. So during that 10-year gap, he had to set up a charity called Scottish International Relief, and it was this charity that brought him to Malawi in 2002. So in 2002 in Malawi, while delivering aid, he came across a family. Emma was the mother, and there was six children sitting around her in their little kind of hut. Her husband had died the previous year from AIDS, and unfortunately she was dying of the same disease.
Oh no.
So as you can imagine, it was kind of a very heavy situation, very dark situation. Mm-hmm. So Magnus, thinking just to kind of try and lighten the mood a little bit, he'd ask her eldest child, Edward, who was only 13, 14 at the time, as he would any teenager, what do you want from life? He said it just felt like the right kind of question. And it was Edward's answer that started Mary's Meals. He simply said, I just want enough to eat and to go to school.
Wow. Okay.
So in 2002 in Malawi, we were feeding 200 children. And now, 17 years later, we're feeding 1,425,013 children.
Now, that is a figure.
In 18 countries around the world.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. And, so all these children, like, mm-hmm. how much does it cost to feed that amount of children? It's insane.
Yeah, people are going to assume it's going to be hundreds. It's actually only €15.60 to feed one child for an entire school year.
Oh, my God.
So anybody listening is probably thinking, that's full of beep.
Well, when you consider in Ireland what it is, like, I mean, you'd probably spend it on one child a week to feed them for lunches. Just lunches, and that's all.
Probably more,
and
to
probably
be fair.
More, yeah.
I mean, if you go to the cinema, so I'm an adult, so it's an adult ticket on, €12, or depending if you want to go VIP, as they call it now, the seats, which aren't always very comfortable, it's like $13.90.
Nuts.
Now, I don't want people to go to the cinema and think I could be feeding a child. It's not that. It's just putting into perspective how little it costs to feed a child for an entire school year.
That is absolutely shocking.
The idea of feeding them in school is it's bringing them back off the streets and they're being educated. So,
at the same time.
Exactly.
So it's worth their while to go to school
to
feed.
I mean, these kids, like, they don't have anything. And I know that people in Ireland will say, well, we don't have anything. And I understand. I'm not ignorant to what's going on in my own country. Mm-hmm. But when I say that these children don't have anything, I mean they don't have anything.
Yeah.
They've never seen a tennis ball. They don't know what a toothbrush does. They have no idea what a fork does.
Wow.
So, like, this is... But we're not about the sad stories.
No, but still, it's very
important
to put it into perspective.
Exactly, to put it into perspective just how impoverished these children are. Mm-hmm. This is what we do. It's incredibly simple. It's €15.60 to feed one child for an entire school year. We're in Do you want me to rhyme off the 18 countries?
Please do. Go ahead.
I'm sure people
will
be interested.
Absolutely.
So we're in Myanmar, Ecuador, Haiti, India, Kenya, Liberia, Malawi, South Sudan, Thailand, Uganda, Zambia, our newest, which is Zimbabwe, we just launched last week.
Okay.
Madagascar, Romania, Ethiopia, Syria, Lebanon, and Benin. Now, Syria, a lot of people will cop on to because of what happened in Aleppo, mm-hmm. particularly over the last few years. So
yes.
we actually are in Aleppo feeding
wow.
children. So,
well done.
Yeah. Well,
I love the charity and I love the idea of the charity. The fact that it's as innocent and it's a simple thing.
Absolutely.
You're feeding children all over the world.
Yeah.
There's no discrimination.
No. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, people are going to think, is this a religious thing? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if there's religion involved. It doesn't matter if there's no religion involved. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
It's just feeding children.
Exactly.
The children of the world who are so
important.
The
simplicity of it is that everybody is entitled to food and an education. I mean, our vision
yeah.
is that every child receives one daily meal in their place of education, and that all those who have more than they need share with those that lack even the most basic of
things.
That's
lovely that they share as well. And I'm sure they do. I mean, when you have nothing, it's so much easier to,
yeah.
to see. Well,
even just think
like
back of
nothing.
Ourselves, I suppose, when we were in school. I know when I was a kid, and actually I wasn't a great, you know, it's not that I was a martyr of a child, but you always copped on if somebody wanted a little bit extra or, you know, it was just the done thing.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose we're just doing this on a greater scale.
Yeah.
Now, bearing in mind, we would not be able to do this without volunteers. I think it's really important
yeah,
to mention that.
So
yeah.
Firstly, how do you get your funding? How do you get funded? Let's get that across first.
Well, supporters and donors. So,
okay.
I mean, some people might not be able to give in monetary terms, you know, they might not be able to give money, and that's absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always on the lookout for volunteers
for
at
volunteers.
Events and different things.
Okay.
You don't have to commit to a million things. If all you can give is 2 hours of your time at one event in 1 year,
wow.
that's,
okay.
That's
even
brilliant.
If you've no money, just give some time.
Absolutely.
And
it's not always about money, and people will think you're after money. I mean, naturally, obviously, the end goal is to feed more children.
Of course.
Currently, there's 300 million people starving in the world.
Mm-hmm.
61 million of those are children
wow.
who are out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And the most awful figure of all is that just under 16,000 children die every single day from hunger-related diseases. So
wow.
while we're talking, by the end of today, our time, by midnight, almost 16,000 children will have died from hunger-related diseases. And we're just always trying to reach the next child. It's always
yeah.
about the next child. Mm-hmm. If we concentrated on the 16,000 or the 61
of course,
million,
of
you'd never get anywhere. You have
yeah,
to just think about
just
the
think
next
of,
child.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as ourselves. Think about mm-hmm. the next day. You
the
know,
next thing know. Or the baby steps. The baby
absolutely.
Steps are important.
And
anything.
That's why
yeah.
we've lasted as long as we've lasted.
Right.
Because we're doing it. We're doing it slow enough, even though I know people will think 1.4 million is not slow. It certainly isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from what we've come.
Absolutely.
From, rather.
It's
but
fantastic.
Volunteers again. I'm going to go back in Malawi, which is the first country we started
let me stop you there
yeah.
1 second, because I want to do this twice. Can you let people know at home how they can get involved and what numbers and so on and so forth?
Absolutely.
Yeah, please
so
do.
The easiest one is to call the office,
okay,
which is
01 853 5163. Brilliant. Okay.
The email is, it's very simple, it's ireland@marysmeals.org. So no apostrophe, the Marys and the meals are together like one big word.
So ireland@marysmeals.org.
O-R-G.
Don't forget people.
Yeah.
.org, not .ie, .org.
And then everything's on the website, marysmeals.ie.
Okay, Marys Meals. It's quite easy to remember, Marys Meals. Okay. Please
volunteers,
carry on.
Yeah.
Carry on.
No, I just okay. Because even on the, in the countries where
so
we're
that's
feeding,
for volunteers and for someone who wants to obviously
absolutely
yeah, yeah.
and even if they're just interested to find out more, if they
yeah.
feel they need to know more before they can commit or anything
mm-hmm.
like that, which is absolutely understandable
mm-hmm.
in the world we're living in today.
Yeah.
Just give us a bell. We're delighted to talk to people.
Fantastic. There you go, folks.
Now, and I know that some people like email, some people like phone. We work on all
of
accounts.
Of course you
so
do.
So
absolutely.
Please, you know, yeah. don't
any
don't.
Any way possible
yeah,
to get involved
exactly.
with Mary's
exactly.
Meals. It's as Irish as it comes. Mary's Meal. Simple thing to remember. Get involved and you'll help children throughout the world.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk about that again at the end of the show. Please carry
wonderful.
On.
Wonderful. So
sorry to
stop how our food, people are going to be interested how our food is distributed, you
uh-huh.
know, to all of our countries. So it's all locally sourced, all locally run.
Mm-hmm.
So how we do it is when we go into a community, for instance, you know, the elders of the community are notified and we work with them. You can't just
mm-hmm.
come in. Excuse the expression, a load of white people are here now
mm-hmm.
to be your whatever and here you
yeah.
go. It's not like can't,
yeah.
just can't happen. We don't do that.
Okay.
So we talk to the elders of the community. Obviously the government are involved, but if there's also a partner, we have different partnerships with the countries, like so they'll already be in there. So some
mm-hmm.
missions, for instance, are in different countries we're working in, so we'll partner with them.
Of course, whatever way you can get in there
absolutely.
To feed them kids.
And you see often you see because there's already a partner in country,
mm-hmm.
the government trusts them
mm-hmm.
and so it all works out smoothly as
okay.
opposed to just coming in and going, woohoo, we're here.
Yeah.
You know,
indeed.
I mean,
yeah.
it sounds wonderful, but it's the worst thing you can do is to arrive and then to leave when you think everything is okay. Mm-hmm. Because these kids are just going to go hungry if you leave. It's as simple as that. Mm.
So once you're in, you have to know you're staying.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. So in Malawi, we're actually feeding over 30% of the child population. Mm-hmm. But to be able to do that, we have over 80,000 volunteers in Malawi alone.
Wow.
So what those volunteers do is they get up in the morning, they light the fires and they cook the food, and then they serve it to the kids at lunchtime.
Okay.
So we build kitchens beside the schools, mm-hmm. so that the education isn't interrupted.
Okay.
And yet the children are more than aware that the food is going on
over
there.
They're smelling it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Fantastic. So that's how it works. It's very, very simple. Brilliant. And it really is as simple
Brilliant.
As I'm saying it.
Brilliant.
There's no tricks or... there's no fads or anything
well,
like that.
Well, this is it. You know, you're going to have the mentality of a lot of human beings in the world.
Absolutely.
And they're going to say, well, what are you getting out of this? Where's all the... is all the money just going to food, or is money going
yeah,
to somewhere
so, I mean,
or?
If people look up, we're incredibly transparent. Everything's online, first mm-hmm. of all, on our website.
Fantastic.
If you donate a euro, let's say today, 93 cent of that goes into the charity
wow.
activities.
93 cents.
The other 7% or 7 cent towards salaries and governance. So there's only three of us who work in the entire
okay.
country of Ireland.
Wow.
So there's David Rose, our executive director. He's full-time 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working 3 days permanent, and then there's another girl, Jeannie Higgins, she's working 3 days permanent, and then everybody else is volunteers.
Wow.
And we also have supporter groups around the country, so what we call them is Mary's Meal supporter groups. We've one in Donegal mm. that's established almost 10 years. We've one in Dublin, Monaghan Town, Castleblaney, West of Ireland Group, Tuam, hopefully one in Kilkenny soon, one in Tullamore soon.
Great.
And what they do is they fundraise throughout the year. Some do 10 events, some do 4, some do 1, and then that money goes towards Mary's Meals. So it's just, it's about finding what you're passionate about. Mm. You know, I know myself growing up, I found charities I was passionate about and something that just hit home.
Good.
And then mm-hmm. that's the same for Mary's Meals. If people are listening and they're thinking, that's something I'd really like to learn more about, as I said, and gave you the numbers there.
Fantastic.
Just go online, give us a bell, give us an email.
Brilliant. Just jump online, people.
Yeah.
It's Mary's Meals. It's simple. Mary's Meals. If you put Mary's Meals into the Google Drive, you'll probably get everything on it.
Absolutely. And even if it comes up the UK site, like it'll, if you pop into that, it'll actually redirect you. It'll ask you, do you want to go to the Irish site?
Fantastic.
Because there's actually, it's originally started in Scotland, as I mentioned, but there's 15 offices around the world in different countries, and Ireland is one of them. So we've been going now since, I think, maybe 2013. But the group itself in Donegal has actually just been going as a supporter group for almost 10 years, as I mentioned. So
wow.
it's very much alive.
It really is fantastic. And I mean, like, if somebody just has a couple of hours a week, I'm sure even that would be gratefully taken.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I mean, this is wonderful for me to be able to do an interview. I really, really appreciate it again. But the idea of this is to raise awareness. I'm genuinely not here about money. I'm actually here to raise awareness of the charity.
Okay, yeah.
If anybody wants to give off the back end of that, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, the best thing you can do about anything you're passionate about, particularly a not-for-profit charity, obviously I'm very passionate about it, is to raise awareness.
Well, it's new to us at the show, and I'm sure it's going to be new to our listeners.
Yeah,
so this is fantastic.
Absolutely. And the reason for that is we don't pay for marketing, promotion,
okay.
advertising. We don't actually put money into that at all.
You just want to get money and give it to the kids, obviously, and feed those children.
So if anybody sees us anywhere, like, for instance, we've been lucky enough to be at the Ploughing Championships the last few years, which is actually deadly.
Very good.
And but a donor pays for us to be there purely so that we can raise awareness.
Okay.
So, you know, if we're seen anywhere, it's always because a donor has greatly thought, or greatly rather paid for us, knowing that the advantage of being able to raise awareness at that particular whatever it was is a huge benefit to us.
It sounds like a true and true heartfelt charity.
Thank
really,
you.
Really does. It
yeah.
really does.
I'm very
happy
to have
you. I
can waffle about it all day.
That's fantastic. I'm very, very happy to have you on the show, Eimear, I have to say. Now, if you out there, people, please lift up your phone and give the guys at Mary's Meals a phone call at 853-5163. That's 853-5163. Or you can jump online and just put Mary's Meals. You can put Ireland at Mary's Meals. .org, or just put Mary's Meals into the Google Drive and it'll send you to the right place. What can I say, Eimear? It's been fantastic having you on the show.
Thanks so much. Honestly, I really, really appreciate it. It's just great to be able to spread the word to people who probably haven't heard of us before. So.
We a lot of us haven't heard of you before,
yeah.
and I'm delighted to have you on the show and hear about
Brilliant.
This, because it seems like such a simple thing to be able to take money, put it into the appropriate places so children get to eat, and obviously, you know, the outcome.
Yeah,
from,
I mean, the
from
outcome
is,
and we have like we have a few different films. Like we've one called Child 31, and then we've another film, our most recent called Generation Hope. Again, these are all on our website.
Well, I have
YouTube.
A picture that was on Mary's Meals there, and it has the digits. You know, the 1,425,013 children that you've all our schools that you're already feeding, and there's a lovely picture of one of the particular schools, and all the kids look absolutely fantastic. And
We're all aware of charities, and it's not about naming and shaming. It's nothing got to do with that. But a lot of charities will go for the kind of the distraught looking side of what happens. Mm. We genuinely go for the happy side because we want people to know what will happen when they receive the meals. It's not about what's happening beforehand. I mean, it's very important to understand.
Well, I think we're all aware that there is a lot of poverty in the world.
Oh, you can't ignore it. Exactly. I mean, obviously, first and foremost, we see it in our own country. I mean, you definitely can't be ignorant toward that. But then further afield, it's not just it's bad, but it's just, it's horrendous. I mean, Haiti, one of the countries we're feeding in, was voted a few years ago the worst place in the world to live.
Wow.
The worst place in the world to live. The mothers are so desperate there that they are making mud cakes. And I don't mean like a chocolate mud cake that is famous in Mississippi in America. Mm-hmm. I mean an actual like muck that we would refer to, you know, that's lying on beside a tree.
Wow.
Just so that the kids can get something into their bellies.
Something in the stomach.
Their lack of education, those mothers, they don't realise that. I mean, there's rats. There's more rats than people in Haiti.
Oh my gosh.
And so you can only imagine what's in that mud cake. So, desperation is a serious thing in some of these countries. So
it's
when Mary's Meals is there,
at
least the parents and the older siblings, an awful lot of the time there is no parents, it's older siblings looking after the younger ones. Mm. At least they know that they're being fed Monday through to Friday in school.
Well, I'm sure it's a ray of hope. It's a ray
absolutely
of hope,
anyway. That's all we all want. It's just a bit of hope.
Absolutely.
Bit of
absolutely.
Hope.
Well, thank you so much, Eimear, for coming.
Thanks
here.
For having me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Again, don't forget, jump online to Mary's Meals. Marysmeals.org. And thanks again, as I said, for coming in. Is there a particular amount that that people can give, or is there a monthly thing that they can sign up to online as well?
Yeah, it's all, again, all online. I know that the world of today, everything's online.
It is online.
There's a standing order form. There's you can actually, you don't have to go into your bank. There are people who would prefer to go into the bank and do a standing order. That's absolutely fine. Or you can actually do it online through a Stripe situation. It's just a back-end mechanism. But yeah, 1560 Fiverr, it doesn't matter. It's 7 cents for one meal for one day. So
you can feed a child for 1560. 1560. Okay. 1560 it is. Don't forget, you can give them a call on, for anybody who doesn't like to go online, you can give them a call on 853-5163. Excuse me. 853-5163. Okay, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much, Eimear, for popping
again.
In.
Thanks again. Thank you.
No problem.
It's been a pleasure.
And for me too, believe me.
Thank you.
Good luck. Okay. So, a bit of music, I think, before we have John coming in. Let me see. What can we pop on for you? There's something in the background there. Enjoy. Yeah, there you go. Oh, well done.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you.
No problem. It's great.
It's just great to get it out there.
Yeah, exactly.
You're great, honestly. Thanks so much. I'm really, really grateful.
I'll mention again on next week's show.
Just brilliant. Very impressive. Liam, did you get it off the press release I sent? Was it?
Yeah.
Well, what I'll do is whenever I'm sending them out, I don't expect to be on every time, but if it.
Eimear Fellay there for popping into us and having a chat with us about Mary's Meals.